Welcome back here to Guthrie Center High School tonight. Second half of our doubleheader getting ready for the Crystal Tigers and the Nottoway Valley Wolverines in this Class 1A district matchup, District 13 semifinals tonight. It was Peyton Sherdan running away with the first semifinal this evening, 75-45 over Adair Casey as they pick up their third win of the season over the Bombers. Now we turn our attention to Griswold and Nottoway Valley. And Nottoway Valley, of course, a school that's no stranger to playing in the postseason. They've had some good teams here over the last decade or so and made some trips to the state tournament. And they're looking to try to get back there again. They're 16-6 on the year for Coach Daryl Burmeister. For the Griswold Tigers, they are 9-11 on the season. Had to win a couple of games to get to this matchup tonight. And we'll see how it works out here for these two squads and teams that haven't met here so far this season.
Yeah, it'll be a game that'll move because both these teams do like to move the ball up and down the floor. But Nottoway Valley, a very strong basketball team once again. They've had some terrific seasons. This year, 16-6 on the year. And Griswold, a team that has dominant size against a lot of teams that they do play against inside. But sometimes foul trouble gets them a little bit out of sorts early in basketball games, and you know how quickly that can change everything too. So we'll see if they can play a solid brand of basketball, especially using that size inside, and neutralize this game a little bit. These two teams haven't played in the regular season, so this is a first time for both of these.
About 3 minutes away from tip-off here this evening. We'll take a look here at the two rosters for you in just a moment. Of course, these teams had to win to get here. Nottoway Valley beating Glidden-Ralston 75-42 to make it to this contest. For Griswold, they knocked off Exira EHK in their first game, 53-40. And that sets up tonight's the semifinal matchup between these two squads. We'll take one quick break, come back and look at the starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you the fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small-town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market on Main Street in Anita, open 7 days a week. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call for free estimates on siding, replacement windows, doors, trim, and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. For all of your real estate farmland sales, give Wayne Hansen a call at 712-773-4692. If you have farmland you're thinking of selling, call Wayne Hansen at 712-773-4692.
Back at Guthrie Center High School, second half of our doubleheader tonight on tap. Nottoway Valley and Griswold, both teams finishing up their warm-ups. Here's a look at the starting lineups for these teams. Nottoway Valley will be the first team we'll take a look at here. The Wolverines and head coach Daryl Burmeister, as we mentioned, are 16-6 on the year. Here's our starting lineup. Number 10, David Schweitzer, the senior. Number 20, Nate Vantiker, the junior. Number 22, Jackson Lamb, a junior. Number 32, Nathan Andrews, a senior. And number 42, Tanner Armstrong, a senior. The starting lineup for the Wolverines.
Oh, and everything goes through Jackson Lamb. It seems he's only a junior. It seems like he's been here forever. He's been a force for Guthrie, or for Nottoway Valley. He's averaging almost 25 points a game on the season, shooting 48% from the floor. And he also hits 38% of his threes and 74% from the free throw line. So not a lot of weakness in his game. Nathan Andrews averaging 12 points a game. Nate Vantiker averaging 7, almost 8 points a game. Schweitzer and Armstrong averaging about 6 or 8, 7 points a game as well. As a team, they average 63.5 points per game, shooting 44% from the floor, 35% from the arc, and 60% from the free throw line. Andrews is their leading rebounder with 206 on the year. Lamb with 182. Lamb also leads the team in assists. He leads them in steals, and he's one of the leaders in blocks as well. He's all over the floor.
That's a look at Nottoway Valley. For the Griswold Tigers and head coach Chad Rogers, they're 9-11 overall. Here's their starting five tonight. Number 13, Aaron Matheny, a senior. Number 31, Caleb Choff, a senior. Number 35, Drake Reber, a junior. Number 43, Mason Boucher, a senior. And number 45, Walker Mundorf, a senior for the Tigers tonight.
Tigers are led by Walker Mundorf inside. He's averaging 11 points a game. Mason Boucher averaging 9. Drake Reavers, 7. Caleb Schaff, 6. They don't have one standout. They get production from a lot of different places. As a team, they average 46.3 points a game, shooting 43% from the floor, 24% from the arc, 55% from the free throw line. Schaff and Boucher are the two leading rebounders for this team. Schaff also leads them in assists. And he leads, Aaron Matheny leads them in steals on the season. So it's a team that doesn't play quite as fast as Nottoway Valley. They're not quite as skilled offensively, but they do have the ability to play some pretty good defense. And again, they need to shoot a good percentage from inside, knock down those shots.
That's a look at the Griswold Tigers. They're about ready to introduce now here the Nottoway Valley Wolverines to the crowd, and we'll get started with our second game of the night for you here shortly. Of course, lots of basketball going on around the area here tonight as well, and both boys and girls play here this evening, and try to get a few score updates for you here as the night moves along. I have an update for you with 6:30 left in the game. IKM Manning leading their contest 54-36 over Esac County as they've opened things up there later in that contest. Also, another score update for you as well here this evening. It's a win here tonight for Sydney over Corinda Academy, 56-54. Came down to the end there for that one with a couple of free throw shots there to make the difference there in that contest. Arweva beats Tri-Center tonight as well, 50-43. A few updates for you.
And I guess I was looking for scores while you were talking there quick, so I didn't catch a ball. But you mentioned Harlan leading Lewis Central 48-14, heading to the fourth quarter in that girls' 4A regional final. Also, Arweva beat Tri-Center 50-43 tonight, and it was Sydney over Clarinda Academy 56-54. And how about this one in college basketball? Maryland beat Wisconsin tonight.
Oh, wow. Upset there in the Big Ten. Tap up and control now here as we get started with our second game of the evening by the Griswold Tigers, and they will run the basketball out top with Aaron Matheny. They'll go left wing, a pump fake by Mundorf going back into the corner. Now back around the horn to Schaff. Schaff throws it right side. Mundorf will skip back up top to Reber. Reber back to Schaff on the left wing. Schaff back up front. Now Reber going to put it on the deck, a bounce over to Matheny. Nottoway Valley really packing it in with a 3-2 zone look here early. Reber now trying to force his way through traffic. Floats one up, missed it. Rebound tapped around, controlled by Nottoway Valley into the hands of Nathan Andrews. On the other end, a quick three tries lofted up and missed by Vantyker. Long board knocked around, and it's going to be Griswold basketball out of bounds. The Tigers wearing their blue uniforms tonight with the orange lettering and the orange and white trim. A few years ago, they went to the Florida Gator look. And now they're going to throw it away here off the inbound as well. Schaff was looking to lob it up the floor on the right side. Nobody home. They turn it back over.
That kind of looked like the Florida Gators there.
Yeah. Having an off season. Inbound for Nottoway Valley. They're wearing their white uniforms tonight with the purple lettering trimmed in black, and then the black and purple trim with the Nottoway Valley logo on the shorts and the Wolverines across the chest. A whistle and a reach-in foul on the other end here for against Nottoway Valley here on the Tigers. So the whistle going to be blown there. Reber's going to pick up the foul. That'll be the first of the game here for either squad. Inbound, Vantyker pounces it, and it's tipped and almost stolen. And now it is going to be a turnover. It was almost stolen by Matheny, and then the Wolverines tapped it away, almost got it back to Jackson Lamb, but he was standing on the sideline.
Yeah, he and Schweitzer ran into each other over there and kind of knocked each other flat out of bounds.
So Tigers basketball, a little three-quarter court pressure put on here by Nottoway Valley as they'll look to trap here across the timeline. They do against Schaff. They get it down low, though, quickly. A nice look down inside. Missed shot by Mundorf. Rebound putback is no good by Boucher, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two.
And that's a size advantage they have down low. It's not a huge size advantage, but it's enough. They just need to go strong up to the rack and make those shots when you're down in close. You can't keep giving them away like that.
Boucher at the free throw line trying to crack open the scoreboard, and he does. He makes the first. Foul went against Nathan Andrews. One more free throw coming for Boucher, and it's a chance to take an early two-point advantage. And that one's high and comes back down and in. Gets the roll. 2-0 Tigers, 6:31 to go first quarter. Crossover on the other end by Schweitzer. Hands it off now. That's into the hands of Armstrong. Now right side, a three on the arc taken and missed there by Andrews. Rebound comes down to Mundorf. Matheny across the timeline for Griswold. Right side pass, Reber. In the corner, they'll go to Mundorf. Mundorf will put it on the deck and kick it back outside. Over to Schaaf. Now they try to force it inside. It's stolen. Jackson Lamb got a hand in there and took it away. He'll bring it the other way in the floor, all the way in the left-hand layup. It's good. Jackson Lamb taking control of that possession. It's tied at two. Schaaf across over to Reber. Reber will get across the timeline, dribble and cut himself off. Back up top now to Matheny. Now to Schaaf. He'll put one dribble to the elbow and then bump it off to Boucher. Flips it over now for a jumper from the free throw line. Missed there by Mundorf. Rebound and put back by Reber. It's good. Drake Reber came flying in. The first field goal for Griswold, and they lead it 4-2. Schweitzer now on the other end for Nottoway Valley. A little bump by Matheny, and Matheny's going to get called for the reach-in foul. Be the first on him, second on the Tigers. Substitution now for Nottoway Valley. Sam Marnin Jr. will come in, and Van Tiger will check out. Inbound from underneath. Andrews waiting and looking. Now he'll dump it in the corner to the point guard, Schweitzer. Dribbling through traffic, stumbling. Now it's in the lane. Floats one up, missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Boucher. Now Schweitzer all over him trying to swat back at it. He can't get it away from the big guy, and now Schaaf will bring it up. Pesky little guy. Back up top to Schaaf. He'll pump it. Now he'll take a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Jackson Lamb. Lamb up the floor on the dribble. Crossing over into the lane. Stops and pops it outside again to Andrews. And back up front, Schweitzer. Long three from him. That's good. Guess who's got the green light? He goes ahead and pops it home from way outside, and it's 5-4. Wolverines take a lead. Boucher across the timeline against pressure. Now off to Schaaf. Schaaf will dribble and dump it. In the corner they go to Mundorf. Back up top, Schaaf. Down inside, Boucher got some space. Catches it, makes the shot, and he's fouled. He'll have a chance at a three-point play. Mason Boucher, a nice job to back himself in there. 6:36 will check out. Into the game here as Jordan Vetter for Griswold. Foul was whistled against Andrews. That's his second. Team foul number two as well against the Wolverines. Free throw is missed there by Boucher. Lamb will bring it up the floor. Crossing over, driving in right side all the way in with the scoop. No good off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Mundorf. Right side. Back up top now. It's Matheny. Matheny will kick it over across to Vetter. Now they'll skip across. Jumper on the way there. Mundorf, no good. Ball tapped around. Nottoway Valley couldn't hang on to it. Griswold gets it back. Vetter out front. Stop and kick it across to Matheny, who looks right side. Now he'll go there in the corner to Mundorf. Back outside. A swing there from Vetter. Over to Schaaf. Looking down low to Mundorf on the block. They get it to him. He's bumped. Shot. He's going to count, they say, as a late signal for the shot to count, and a foul as well, so he'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play, and the nice little turnaround there by Walker Mundorf. Foul whistled on Tanner Armstrong for Nottoway Valley, his first. Substitution for the Tigers. They'll have another one coming for the shooter as well, but right now into the game is James Reynolds. Junior getting in on the action. Mundorf, free throw, good. Battles home, and he'll come out. He'll be substituted for Joe Shoney. And now a timeout going to be called here by Nottoway Valley head coach Darryl Burmeister. If they want to talk things over, it'll be a full 3:33 to go first quarter, 9-5 Tigers. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Scent Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and complete computer diagnostics. Scent Repair, ASC certified and a NAPA Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Scent Repair, give them a call, 778-4330. ADM in Atlantic, the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling. With on-the-farm pickup and delivery available, ADM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 1-800-243-6568.
Back out of the timeout, Nottoway Valley basketball. Jackson Lamb will pick it up out front. He'll dump it down inside of Tanner Armstrong, who's bumped and fouled. Going to whistle that foul on the Tigers, and Joe Schoening, it'll be his first. Inbound from underneath, Nottoway Valley having trouble. Now they'll send it out front here to Armstrong. Armstrong will go right side to Schweitzer. Schweitzer calls out for some movement down inside. He'll go left side here to Lamb. Lamb will spot up for a three off the mark. Rebound high, tap. Lamb gets it back at the free throw line. Steps in and floats one up and knocks it home. Jackson Lamb, the benefactor of the long tap out on the rebound, and takes advantage with the floater in the lane. 9-7. Lead here in the basketball for the Tigers. They'll lob it down inside to Schoening. Schoening got caught in traffic and he walked with the basketball. Tried to work himself back to the other side of the hoop and he did it all with his feet. Inbound here for Nathan Andrews and he'll send it in to Jackson Lamb. Lamb will bring it up the floor. Get a screen out top. He'll go left with it. Stop down, fire a three. Got a little space and he hits it. Jackson Lamb with the triple, and he'll take the lead back for Nottoway Valley at 10-9. Tigers trying to break pressure. Schoening's ball's tapped and stolen by Andrews. He'll go straight to the rack. His shot's tapped away by Schoff. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Nottoway Valley underneath. Mundorf back into the game here. Schoening back out for Griswold. Andrews to key it in here for Nottoway Valley. Into Schweitzer. Pump fake. Now he'll shoot a long ball. It's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Schaaf on the other end. Schaaf will bring it across and throw it left side to Vetter. Now get it back. Schaaf surveying. Dance over to Reynolds in the corner. Mundorf. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Back in the middle. Vetter spinning as he fell down. Threw it back outside to Schaaf. Now it's back to Vetter at the top. He'll kick it in the corner to Mundorf. Mundorf waiting and looking. Back outside he'll go. Schaaf at the top of the key. Bounce down low to Mundorf. In traffic. Forces the shot up. Missed it. Rebound Andrews. 1:40 to go here in the quarter now. Nottoway Valley leading by one. A pass late across the lane. Wasn't handled, but Andrews comes up with it anyways to save possession here for Nottoway Valley. And now they'll reset. Schweitzer up top. He'll drive the right side of the lane. Going all the way in. Pump fakes. Gets the defender to fly by. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound pulled down by Caleb Schaaf. Schaaf the other way. Over to Reynolds. Back up top, Schaaf. Right side, Vetter. Schaaf again at the top. Now Reynolds. Can play catch out front here, trying to find a seam here in this zone. Reynolds hanging on. Over to Schaaf. 56 seconds to go in the quarter. Crossover by Schaaf. He'll dump it back to Vetter. Now Reynolds. Tigers just taking time here. Now Reynolds will finally pull the trigger on a three on the left side. Missed it too strong. Rebound Jackson Lamb. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Wolverine basketball. Lamb driving. He'll float one up and bank it home. Right over the top of the closing defender. Good shot by Lamb. 12-9 Wolverines. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbound Tigers will have it. He'll work some pressure up the floor. It's a Vetter who ended the run out in front of the crowd, and he gets the lay-in on the other end. Nice look up the floor to Vetter. 1 point game, 12-11, Wolverines on top. And it looks like they'll slow to take the last shot here with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. It'll be Lamb. Right side dribbling, driving in all the way to the baseline, forces a shot through traffic, and he makes it. Wow, a couple hands in his face, and he knocked it down. Now Schaff will lob one up that'll hit the middle separation curtain for the gymnasium, and that'll be the end of our first quarter. 14-11, Nottoway Valley over Grizzled after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. WellCove Home Health in Red Oak helps you after an accident, illness, surgery, or when you're unable to care for yourself. Call WellCove Home Health in Red Oak at 712-623-2500. Partners Insurance at 6th and Walnut in Atlantic, offering a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all of your insurance needs. And visit the Nest Egg in downtown Atlantic. Fun fashion for gals of all ages, plus scarves, purses, and jewelry. Experience-friendly hometown service. There's always something new and fun. Shop at the Nest Egg. Hope to see you soon.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Guthrie Center as we go to the second quarter. Ball knocked away. Matheny tried for the steal. Couldn't quite come up with it. Ball out of bounds. 14-11. Nottoway Valley with the lead. And they'll have the basketball as we come back to play here. Inbound here near side. They'll work it out top. Lamb long. Three try from left side. Rattles in and out twice. No good. And the rebound taken away. Now up the floor comes Griswold. Griswold to the front court. Off the left side they go. Tigers working the perimeter now. Reber down to the corner, left side. Mundorf back up top. Schaff will elevate, and he'll drop the 17-footer. Caleb Schaff with his first field goal of the game. It's a one-point game, 14-13. Nottoway Valley the lead in the basketball. Jackson Lamb, who has all but three of their points, has the ball in his hands in the center circle. He'll try to drive, but we got a reach-in foul. Drake Reber reached in and picked up his second foul as he tried to cross over and move to the left. Ball out of bounds to Nottoway Valley in front of the Griswold bench. Wolverines inbound here on the near side. Van Tiger gets it into Lamb. Lamb out top, one-on-one on Reber. Turns, spins, into the lane. The floater up and good. Jackson Lamb with another bucket. 16 for the Tiger, for the Wolverines. 13 of those from Lamb. Now into the lane on the steal. They get it back to Lamb again. A three ball, no good. Rebound taken high that time by Mundorf. Griswold on the run now. Matheny to the front court. Schaff wanted it. He couldn't find him out near the high post. Now Reber. He'll try the three from the right side. No good. Rebound Lamb inside for Nottoway Valley. 16-13. Wolverines by three. Off the dribble. The pull-up jumper good. Right side Nathan Andrews hits the 15-footer, and it's 18-13 Wolverines. Pressure again backcourt by Nottoway Valley, broken by Reber as he takes the high lob. He'll run it up the floor. The bounce pass across the lane. Mundorf couldn't get it. And it's stolen by the Wolverines and almost stolen back again by Reber. Lamb fires it ahead. To the front court it comes. Van Tiger, right side to Andrews. Back out top, Van Tiger. And Van Tiger hit on the arm as he elevated to go up for the shot. The foul going to be whistled on Matheny, and that'll be number two on Aaron Matheny. Free throw line, it's Nate Van Tiger. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple here for Nottoway Valley. Well, the first one hit the back of the rim. Went up high and rattled in.
What they like to call the shooter's roll right there.
Or the shooter's bounce, as the case may be. Marnin checks out as Tanner Armstrong back in for Nottoway Valley. That one didn't stay home as it rattled out on Van Tiger. And it's 19-13. Nottoway Valley leading. Grizzled ball out top. Jordan Vetter back into the game, has it at the point. He'll drive to the free throw line, stop and dump it back out. James Reynolds, now to the corner, Mundorf, out top, Schaff. Caleb Schaff on the top of the circle, hands it off, this time to Vetter, scooting around. Vetter inside, goes back outside. Schaff, top of the circle. The drive stops, left side, Vetter, back to Schaff. Schaff open on the circle. He'll take that shot and miss it. High rebound grabbed by Lamb. He turns and runs. Lamb up the floor quickly, down the lane. The one-hand floater, that's an offensive. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. Lamb went up high. Vetter stood there to take the charge. And they're going to whistle the foul against Vetter. Not too sure about that one. Lamb, a little out of control heading down the lane. He had one thing on his mind, and that was to hit that running high jumping floater. He'll get two free throws, though, as the first one is good. One more coming here for Jackson Lamb. On his way to a pretty good ball game here tonight. He's already off to a great start. And second free throw, no good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Grizzled. 14 points for Lamb. And it's a 20-13 lead now for Nottoway Valley. Lamb has outscored the Grizzled Tigers by his lonesome. Schaff with it, right circle, into the lane, cutting across Vetter. The short jumper in traffic, no good. The rebound tapped up by Grizzled and taken by Lamb. The pass ahead, almost stolen. Vantiger with it. Vantiger looking for help as he picks up his dribble, fires it all the way across. Nathan Andrews off the crossover, almost lost the dribble there. Now drives into traffic, jump stop, the shot no good. Rebound Mundorf, and take your pick on the foul. He was hit both front and back. They're going to whistle this one against Andrews. That'll be his second. Just the third team foul whistle against Nottoway Valley. Well, I guess they have them for four. Oh, that's three on Andrews. My mistake. That's his third.
And he'll come right out of the game.
Taking his place on the floor, Sam Marnin. Schaff ahead to the front court now as he bounces it to Reynolds. Ahead it comes to Vetter. Oh, a pass down low. It's going to be out of bounds. Marnin undercut. Mason Boucher down on the baseline there. It was a dangerous situation there. Boucher able to keep his feet, but it's out of bounds. It'll turn over to Nottoway Valley. David Schweitzer up the floor with it. Bounce feed to the right side. A three ball on the way by Marnin. Rebounded by Schaff. Long pass on the run out ahead to Mundorf as he'll run the floor and lay it in. 20-15. Nottoway Valley lead is 5 as we have 4 minutes left to go in this first half. Schweitzer to the front court now for the Wolverines. Down the left side. He'll lean in. Shot won't go. Got bailed out with a foul call. He really didn't have much of a shot there. He forced that one up down the left side. But James Reynolds will get whistled for the foul, and that'll send Schweitzer to the free throw line. Schweitzer's first free throw is good. He'll get one more. .358 left to go before halftime as the second one is good by Schweitzer. 22-15. Grizzled up the floor now with it. They trail by 7. Reynolds will stop and fire quickly. It's way off the mark left side.
Oh, two afterwards by Schweitzer.
And the rebound taken away by the Wolverines. Up the floor, they run the lane, and Lamb's shot is blocked away, and there's a foul whistled. It's going to be whistled inside against Walker Mundorf. That'll be his first. Lamb back to the free throw line. Lamb will shoot two here for the Wolverines. First one is good. For the Tigers, Aaron Matheny is back in the ball game. Also, Drake Reber checks back in. One more free throw here for Jackson Lamb, and the second one is also good. He hits both, and it's 24-15. It's a 9-point lead now for the Wolverines, their biggest lead of the ball game. Grizzled facing pressure backcourt. Now they break as they get it ahead. Now Matheny down low. Nice bounce feed on the baseline. That's Boucher down the left side. They break pressure and then get the bounce across the lane to Boucher for the lay-in. And it's 24-17. Tigers hanging around. 3:20 left to go in the first half. Schweitzer on the right side. Leaves it for Lamb. Lamb going to take a long three, and he buries it. Stood there a long time with a little ball fake and then decided, take the shot. It rattled home. 27-17, a 10-point advantage now. Tigers break pressure to the front court. Matheny will dump it back out to Reber. Reber from the left side to Shaw. Left side again, Matheny. He's open. He'll try the three, and that's no good. Rebound inside, taken by Sam Marnin. Up the floor come the Wolverines. Lamb left side. They'll leave it here on the near side for Van Tiger, and a traveling violation. Didn't see many traveling calls in the first game, but same officiating crew, they whistle that one. Just a little more than 2.5 minutes left to go before halftime here in the second game of our night. Peyton Sherdan's already into the district final. One of these teams will play them on Thursday night over at Panora. Reber left side. Matheny in the corner will try the three. That's good. Aaron Matheny's got that shoulder shot. And he knocks that one home. It's 27-20. 2:10 left in the half. Wolverines the lead in the ball. Lamb to the front court. Hesitates. Now drives. The floater with the right hand is good again. Jackson Lamb into the lane. Hits that running one-handed teardrop. And it's a 29-20 ball game. Nottoway Valley by 9. Minute 50 to go in the half. Matheny now to the front court. Schaff, right side wing. Gets a screen, steps out, now to the free throw line. He'll fall away from there. It's no good. High rebound taken by Boucher. It's stripped away as he tried to dribble in the lane. Not a good idea to dribble in traffic. And the ball is tied up, and the basketball will belong to the Tigers.
Yeah, good hustle by Tanner Armstrong there for the Wolverines to get down on the floor and tie that one up.
James Reynolds back in. Boucher checks out now for Griswold. Tigers underneath. They get it out top to Reber. He'll launch a three from there, and that's good. Drake Reber from the top grabs and guns, and it's 29-23, a six-point game. Nottoway Valley back up the floor. Lamb out top, trying to use that off arm to give him some extra space. Now Schweitzer down the lane, the bounce pass on the baseline. Oh, that's a double dribble, and that'll turn the ball over. Got it to Tanner Armstrong. He dribbled a couple of times into the lane, had nowhere to go. Might have gotten slapped on the arm, but then he decided to put the ball on the floor one more time. The officials caught that. So Tiger ball, a minute 10 left in the half. It's a six-point game. Ahead to the corner. Matheny with it left side. Back out to Reynolds. Reynolds, right side. Mundorf. Now Reber again the three. And again it's good. And he's fouled. Reber buries the triple. And he's going to get a chance to make it a four-point play. Marnin with the foul. Drake Reber on fire here in the second quarter, at least the last couple of times down. He hits a three, and now a three with a chance to make it four. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, bad decision to back into him quickly before he had a chance to come back down.
No good on the free throw try, but Walker Mundorf clears the rebound. The Tigers keep. 29-26 the score. Get it here to the near side. Reber, another three try. This one's no good, though. Marnin came at him again and nearly fouled him again after the shot. Now up the floor, Lamb with it through traffic, fires it across to Schweitzer. 29-26, a three-point game. Nottoway Valley might be hanging on for the last shot. Schweitzer standing out near center court, just dribbling time away. Now he'll turn and look to drive. Crossover into the lane, bounce pass baseline to Marnin. Or check that, not Marnin, that was Armstrong. Now to the baseline, Lamb will float one up, no good. The rebound taken inside by Reynolds. 15 seconds left in the half. Reynolds to the front court, ahead to Reber. Again a three, left side, in and out, no good. It swung around and came out. 8 seconds left. Lamb, long pass up the floor. Oh, nice feed. Oh, and a block shot down low. They got it ahead to Marnin, who found Armstrong on the baseline, and he just turns and shakes his head as he got swatted by Walker Mundorf. 4 seconds left to go in the first half. Nottoway Valley ball in the front court. They'll inbound on the baseline. They look to feed it. No, it's tipped. The ball loose. It's picked up in the lane now and knocked away, and we got a whistle and a foul. Well, the inbounds was tipped. Griswold was playing defense, didn't see the ball. They had their backs to it, and we're going to have Aaron Matheny picking up his third foul. Jordan Vetter will check in. Matheny will check out. We have 2 seconds on the clock. Sam Marnin will get a chance to shoot free throws. They're in the bonus. It'll be a one-and-one opportunity here for Nottoway Valley. Marnin's yet to score here tonight. First trip to the free throw line. Bonus try on the way. No good. Rebound tapped up into the air. Grabbed by Mundorf. Stripped away from him. And time runs out in the first half. Well, well, well. This is a little different than the first game. 29-26. Nottoway Valley leading Griswold by three here at halftime in game two of this Class 1A district semifinal. 29-26. Nottoway Valley leading Griswold here at the break. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography at 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all of your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic. Call Peggy Toft at Spartan Insurance in Exira. She will find the right fit for you for all of your home, auto, farm, business, life, and health needs. Give Peggy Toft a call at 712-268-7282. Spartan Insurance in Exira. Red Oak Healthcare Community in Red Oak provides excellent care to their patients and go the extra mile daily. See the difference at Red Oak Healthcare Community, 1600 Summit, or call 712-623-5156.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you at Guthrie Center High School. 29-26 is our score here at halftime. Nottoway Valley with a lead. I think they probably expected that here at halftime. But they're leading by only three over a game. Griswold Tigers squad here tonight. Tigers fell behind by as many as 10 at 27-17 here in the first half. But a nice finish, a 9-2 finish to this second quarter. And it's just a three-point game here at halftime. Tigers playing a very active brand of basketball, trying to use their size inside, but Drake Reber came alive a bit with a couple of threes in that second quarter. That narrowed that gap.
Yeah, it really did. As they started to get a little bit hot from the outside, helped get them right back into contention here in this game. It looked like Nottoway Valley was going to get comfortable with a lead, and we're just kind of keeping them in arm's length there for a good while in that first half. But things started to change here in the second quarter late as Reber gets hot, hits a couple of outside shots, and that really changes the complexion of the game now here as it feels like they have a little bit of momentum going here into the locker room.
Well, nice first half for Griswold. I think they have to be happy with where they are right now. Just down three here at intermission. Winner of this game will play Peyton Sherdan, as we mentioned. We had that game for you earlier tonight. The Rockets a winner. It really was never that close. It was a 75-45 win by Peyton Sherdan. They got out to a 13-0 lead right out of the gate and really never looked back. 21-6 at the quarter. It was 44-21 at halftime. They had the 35-second running clock rule go, or 35-point running clock rule in the second half. And they coasted to the 75-45 win over Adair Casey. Peyton Sherdan using their size, speed, and strength to their advantage. 24 points inside for Noah Jurgensen. 19 points for Colton Fitzpatrick. Most of his but it wasn't near enough as Peyton Sherdan comes away with the victory. 75-45. The Bombers' season ends at 11-11. And for Peyton Sherdan, they improved to 19-3 with the victory. Again, 75-45, the final in that first game tonight. So the Rockets know they'll be playing Thursday night at Panorama High School in Panora. It's just a matter of which team they'll be playing here, Nottoway Valley or Griswold. The Rockets will be a tough, tough matchup for both of these teams.
Yeah, whoever moves on knows they're going to have to be ready for a good quick up-and-down tempo because Peyton Sherdan knows how to run the floor, that's for sure. And once they get hot, man, they can go on rolls. So a team that you got to try to make a few plays in between to stem their tide a little bit to stay with them. And we'll see. It'll be interesting to see which one of these teams is able to make that go here in the next round. But it definitely will be a very tough matchup for either one of them.
Absolutely. Well, this one's a pretty tough matchup here. 29-26. Nottoway Valley leads Griswold by 3 points here at the half. We'll take a timeout, check the numbers from the first half for you. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Nishna Valley Credit Union, whose purpose in Atlantic is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans and financial services. To see how you can become a member, stop by the Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple in Atlantic today. Safeguard Business Systems, offering computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by 414 Walnut in Atlantic.
Oh, at halftime here, 29-26, Nottoway Valley with the lead over Griswold at intermission in this 1A boys district semifinal. Let's check some numbers for you here in this one in the first half. Only one number you really need to be aware of, and that's number 22 for Nottoway Valley in white, Jackson Lamb. He averages 24 a game, and he's just about there.
Yeah, he's on pace, that's for sure.
He's plenty on pace for his averages. He's sitting on 21 first half points. The ball rarely leaves his hand offensively. I swear if the ball doesn't at least touch his hands once each offensive possession, I think I'd be very angry if I were the coach of Nottoway Valley. He's a very, very good player. He can do a lot of things inside, outside, has decent size and very good athletic ability. And he's leading his team with 21 points, 5 for David Schweitzer, 2 for Nathan Andrews, 1 for Nate Vantiger, and that's the sum total of their scoring here in the first half. Nottoway Valley, 6 of 9 from the free throw line in the first half. On the other side for Griswold, they've spread it out a little bit more. Drake Reber with 8 points in the first half on the strength of those threes in the second quarter. 6 points for Mason Boucher, 5 for Walker Mundorf, 3 points in the first half for Aaron Matheny, 2 for Jordan Vetter, and 2 for Caleb Schaff in the first half. 3 of 5 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Fouls look like this for Nottoway Valley. Nathan Andrews picked up 3 in the first half and nobody else with more than 2. So Andrews one to watch with 3 first half fouls for the Wolverines. For the Tigers, Aaron Matheny picked up 3 in the first half, and Drake Reber was called twice for violations. So those two players, the only ones for Griswold with more than one foul whistled against them in this first half of play. Again, Nottoway Valley got out to, actually Griswold got out to the early lead. They were up 9-5 early on, only to watch Nottoway Valley run right back and take a 10-9 lead. And then they led for most of the first half as they got a 27-17 lead, their biggest of the ball game so far at 10 points. But it was chopped down to 3. It's 29-26 here at intermission. We'll take one more time out. When we come back, we'll update you on a couple of scores of other games around the region tonight. And Chris will have the third quarter call for you here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast was brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Atlantic Municipal Utilities has rebates available on energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They are one of the least expensive ways to heat and cool your home. Stop by your local dealer for more information. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility. Steve Sisler, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group, disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Anita, 712-762-4191.
Welcome back here to Guthrie Center High School tonight. Second half of our doubleheader, and we're at halftime as Nottoway Valley leads by 3 over Griswold, 29-26, led by 21 points from Jackson Lamb here in the first half. Taking a look at some of the other score updates we have here for you from high school basketball tonight as finals and girls play start to roll in here this evening. A couple of 4A girls finals. It was Ballard defeating Dallas Center Grimes 52-41. And Harlan a winner tonight over Lewis Central, 55-19 there is Harlan a winner, moving on to the state championships. Also in just 3:34 to go in the contest and boys basketball here tonight, and it's Trainer leading Shenandoah 63-47 late in that basketball game here this evening. Also, IKM Manning defeated East Sac County tonight in boys play 67-46, and an early score, Murray was leading Diagonal in the second quarter by a score of 20-13. Fremont Mills and Stanton's also early in that game in the first quarter are tied at 8 apiece. A few scores pass along. We'll keep you posted on some of those as the evening continues to move on. Mottoway Valley basketball here to start the second half, and they will have their starting five on the floor. Out front will be Nathan Andrews. He'll drive the left side, rise up for a shot that Caleb Schaff sends into the sideline as he blocks that one strong and out of bounds. Get that stuff out of here. Andrew's going to inbound in towards half court to Schweitzer as Mottoway Valley keeps. Schweitzer driving through traffic, kicks a three ball on the way here by Vantiger, short. Rebound Caleb Schaff. Grizzled basketball. And it looks like they do have their starting five as well. Matheny, Schaff, Reber, Boucher, and Mundorf. Mundorf on the block. Back outside Reber. He'll pop a three or a shot up and in from the free throw line and knock it down to get a bucket here for the Tigers. And it's now a one-point game, 29-28. Mottoway Valley on the other end with Jackson Lamb. Lamb will dump it off to Andrews. Swings over on the dribble to the right side of the floor. He'll kick it across now here into the hands of Nate Vantyke. Bounce to the high post to Armstrong. He'll turn, drive right side, scoops under against Boucher. Shot blocked the first time, got it back, turns and spins and banks one no good, and the rebound taken away by Grizzly. Matheny with it up, will throw it right side. Into the corner and a step in for Mundorf, and he buries one. Tough shot there along the baseline. And here's a lead for Grizzly. 30-29.
Wow.
Roaring back.
13-2 run here for the Tigers since they were down 27-17.
Vantiger gets a screen. He'll stop and pop one from 16. That short. Got his own rebound, though. Goes back in and lays it in. Nice follow that time by Vantiger on the miss. 31-30. Back to a one-point Wolverine edge. Now here's Matheny. Across the timeline. He'll dump it over right side here to Schaff. Schaff. Back up top. Matheny. One dribble and a kick. Bounce down low. Mundorf. Back outside. Schaff. Pump fakes. And they say he traveled. He did not, but they say he did. Gave a little shoulder shimmy that time. He really didn't leave the floor at all.
Matter of fact, he could have just elevated for the shot and taken the foul. Schweitzer was flying right at him.
Schweitzer will bring it up after they call the turnover. And he'll dribble left side, dump it in the corner to Andrews. Andrews now back up top. Vantiger driving left side, stops and bounces it. A pump fake and a nice move to get to the baseline, but the shot missed there by Armstrong. And then a rebound and a foul. Boucher came up with it and he's fouled. And I think Armstrong is going to pick up that foul inside, and he is. That'll be number two on Tanner Armstrong. Second here of the half here against Nottoway Valley. First of the half here against Nottoway Valley. And it'll be inbounded now and brought up by Matheny. Now down low, the quick turnaround by Boucher, and he gets that one to go in down off the block. And right back to a one-point lead for Grizzle. 32-31. Up front, Schweitzer will hand it off to Lamb. Curling around, nice pass down on the block. Wide open was Armstrong. Got it to him, and he banks it home.
Very good pass. Good ball movement that time by Nottoway Valley to get that lead right back. This might be a fun one here in the second half as the Tigers drive the lane all the way to the rack as Schaff. He can't get the shot to go in traffic. The rebound taken away by Andrews.
Up the left side now, Lamb will have it. He'll pull up for a three in transition. Short rebound, Schweitzer.
Not sure what that was.
Now Schweitzer will take a three on the outside. He misses it. Rebound loose, picked up by the Tigers. Now it's Matheny in a 30-second timeout called by Chad Rogers up off the Griswold bench. They want to talk things over here for a moment. And back and forth we go. But an entertaining game, that's for sure. And right now just a one-point edge here for Nottoway Valley at 33-32.
Yeah, it's been a real good effort here for Griswold. They're just gaining more and more confidence as this game continues to go on. And they're really trying to make an effort. Outside of a few threes in the first half by Reber, they're really trying to make an effort to get that ball into the low block, which I really think is where they could be successful. They do have a size advantage inside with Boucher and Mundorf and even Schaff down low inside. I really think that they could exploit that a little bit here tonight if they could get good ball movement side to side, give themselves some opportunities down close to the basket.
Matheny will inbound from half court here after the timeout. And Schaff will have it out front. He'll get it poked away by Schweitzer. Schweitzer takes it away. He'll go to the other end. Reverse layup. No good, though. He didn't get it to go, and Schaff pulls down the board. Schaff now up the floor here again, working against Schweitzer. We'll give it off to Reber. In the corner, they go to Mundorf. Back up top into the hands of Schaff. Right corner. Now the bounce of the block. Mundorf traveled. Yeah, he did. He shuffled the opposite pivot foot first before he leaned the other way. Inbound here for Nottoway Valley, and Lamb will have it.
Nottoway Valley front court. Now as Lamb works out top, hands off to Schweitzer. He curls left side, leaves it off on the wing for Anders. His shot comes up empty. Rebound underneath Armstrong, and he puts it back up and in. Tanner Armstrong down low, catches the air ball out of there. Head fake and a bucket. It's 35-32, Wolverines by three. Griswold basketballs, they try to work it up the floor again. Schaff gets it across, now breaks pressure. Matheny out high with it. Matheny will work on the right side now as he'll leave it for Caleb Schaff. Schaff on the circle, picks up the dribble, fires it across. Matheny's open on the arc. He's not going to take that. Schaff curls, grabs, guns. It's good. It hit the front of the rim and rolled over. Slowly, but it rolled over. 35-34, Nottoway Valley by a one. 3 minutes left to go in this third quarter. To the front court, baseline Lamb. They're going to call a foul down low as he tried to stop and elevate. And they're going to give him two shots. It's going to be Reber picking up the foul down to the baseline. That'll be number three now on Drake Reber. Reber and Matheny each with three fouls here in the ball game for Griswold. Jackson Lamb to the line. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He hasn't scored yet here in this second half. He has now. 4 minutes and 59 seconds without a point here in this third quarter. That might be the longest stretch of his career without a point. One more try here for Lamb. Second one is also good. He got them both. 23 now for Lamb. That's back to a three-point lead. 37-34, Nottoway Valley. Pressure backcourt. Tigers try to work it up the floor. It's Mundorf. Across to Schaff, now to the front court, Matheny. Matheny right side, drives, stops, and curls it back out. Schaff out on the circle with it. He'll drive in here left side. Ooh, got slapped on the arm. We could hear it up here, no call. Now out top, it's Matheny. Schaff, left side, the bounce feed low. Mundorf posting, lost the ball as he turned to dribble across the lane. Matheny gets on the floor to try to come up with it. And we're going to have a foul call. They're going to whistle the foul on Nate Van Tiger of Nottoway Valley. Must have come in there pretty hard, barreling in to grab, get in on that loose ball. Now they inbound it down low, and it's knocked away and stolen. Lamb comes up with a loose ball. 2.5 left to go third quarter. 37-34, Nottoway Valley the lead in the ball. Right side, Andrews with it here, well off the circle. Now to Van Tiger. Ooh, head fake. He might have traveled. Now to the corner, Andrews steps back. He'll try a long three. That's off the mark. Rebound hits the floor to the corner. It's knocked free. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Marnin came up with it there. Not Marnin. Armstrong came up with it. It was stripped away from him by Boucher, and then it ended up rolling out of bounds. Now the inbounds pass is knocked free, tied up. This will be Griswold basketball. Tigers will get it back. They tried to inbound it there to Lamb. A little lackadaisical there, and Matheny was having none of that. He went on the floor and tied it up.
There's certainly no lack of hustle on the floor for these two teams right now, and Griswold showing a little bit more grit. They're getting the loose balls right now.
Marnin back in as Armstrong is back out for Nottoway Valley. Matheny and Mundorf working up the floor now. Matheny trying to break pressure and does. He gets it ahead to the front court. Now to Vetter, the lob underneath. That's Schaaf. Oh, he missed the shot in tight. He waited for the traffic to fly by, and then he missed the shot. Ball out of bounds, knocked into the bleachers underneath the basket. It'll belong to Griswold. Marnin back out. Armstrong back in now for Nottoway Valley. Minute 56 left, third quarter. Three-point lead for the Wolverines. The inbound Mundorf, right baseline. Outside Matheny. Oh, Matheny going to hoist up a three, and it's good, and we're tied. Aaron Matheny knocks down the triple, and we are even at 37 apiece. Lamb front court, goes baseline right side, forces one up, no good, rattles out. Rebound Armstrong, the turn, the float, good. Armstrong tough inside, got the board and the bucket. 39-37, Nottoway Valley. Griswold ball back court, Schaaf across to Mundorf to the front court. Walker Mundorf will leave it out top for Matheny. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Vetter, left side, Schaaf into the lane. Mundorf turns. Back outside it comes. That's Boucher, rather. Back outside the three try. No good. The tap out kept alive by Griswold. Matheny up with it. Now Vetter, right side to Matheny. Cross to Schaaf here on the left side of the arc. He looks back right. Vetter, he'll elevate and try one. That's way off the mark. Rebound taken off the floor by Nottoway Valley. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. 39-37. Wolverines by two. Left side Lamb. Oh, his shot blocked from behind. It ricochets off the backboard right to Nathan Andrews, and he goes to the rack to lay it in. Tough turn of events there for Griswold. They get the great defensive play, the block shot, but it ricochets hard off the backboard right to Andrews for the bucket. Griswold with the ball now down four. 28 seconds left in the quarter. Matheny out top. Vetter, left side Schaaf. He's on the circle. Wide open. He doesn't take the shot. Now back out top it comes. Vetter across to Matheny. He'll try the three-point shot. It's blocked and then taken away by Lamb. Lamb the block and the snatch out of the air. Up the floor, Lamb stops. A long three is no good. He got fouled. He ends up on the floor. Vetter will pick up the foul. And three free throws coming for Jackson Lamb.
That shows you how aggressive these two teams are right now, because we've had multiple three-point baskets with fouls coming at the end where you're just trying to close out too soon and getting into the guy before he can come down to the floor.
Well, and Lamb was, holy smokes.
Oh, way out.
He was 5-6 feet outside the arc. He makes the first free throw. They'll have two more coming. 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Second try, good. Lamb makes the first two. 43-37. 6-0 run here for Nottoway Valley now as they open up a six-point lead. James Reynolds back in for Griswold. One more free throw here for Lamb. And that one is also good. He got all three of them. 44-37. Griswold up the floor. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Mundorf front court. Schaaf elevates. Long three is off the rim at the buzzer. That was about a 30-footer, and he darn near got it. We go to the fourth quarter. We got us a game. 44-37. Griswold trailing Nottoway Valley after three. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls and has 23 years of experience. No job is too small or too big. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Lansdowne Fire Equipment of Atlantic, Iowa, certified for fire extinguisher sales and service. Have you checked your fire extinguisher lately? Give us a call at 712-243-8492. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
Off we go to the fourth quarter, 44-37. Nottoway Valley with a 7-point lead in the ball. They ran off 7 straight points after the game was all even at 37 apiece. Wolverines have it. Jackson Lamb out front, hesitates, drives into the lane. Leaves it off. He almost walked with the basketball as he gets rid of it to Armstrong. Now to the high post, Armstrong turns. Back outside it comes Schweitzer. Schweitzer here on the circle. He'll bring it back outside as Reynolds picked him up defensively. Schweitzer to the left side now. Van Tiger. Back out top, it goes to Andrews. Nathan Andrews, the crossover, top of the circle. He'll bring it back out and leave it for Schweitzer. Schweitzer goes right, stops, and brings it back out top with a left-hand dribble. Cross to Lamb, the head fake. He'll pull up from the free throw line. The jumper good. Jackson Lamb. Slow start in the third quarter for him, but he sure picked it up since then. Five free throws in the third quarter, and a bucket now here in the fourth, and it's 46-37. Tiger ball inside. They kick it out. Right side. Bounce feed low. Boucher posting. Nowhere to go. Double team stripped away and now stolen. Got to move that basketball a little quicker. Can't stand around with it once you get it down low in a double team like that. It's taken away by the Wolverines. 46-37. Wolverines on a 9-0 run. That's their lead. Schweitzer out top, the crossover. Now it's Andrews. 6.5 minutes left to go in the fourth. Van Tiger, right side it comes. Armstrong back out top, Van Tiger. He almost lost that one. Now Schweitzer trying to stretch the floor a little bit. Look for the easy opening. Schweitzer out high with it. He'll turn and go right. Ooh, almost threw that one away. Shaw might have gotten a finger on that pass. Andrews up with it. Now he drives into the lane, down the right side. Wild shot, no good. Had the ball stripped away and just flipped it up quickly. And the ball taken away by the Tigers. Now up the floor quickly is Schaaf to the right side. Schaaf back out top. Vetter. Cross it comes here to Reynolds. Vetter. Schaaf inside the arc. Pulls up the 15-footer. No good. Rebound inside. Taken by you-know-who. He's got everything but the cape tonight. Jackson Lamb has been doing it all for Nottoway Valley. Front court Lamb hesitates. Drives. Right side. The curl. The flip. Wild flip. No good. But he'll go to the free throw line. He's fouled. Mason Boucher picks up his first. Lamb will get a couple.
I was waiting for that one to go in. He's been that good here tonight. But, yeah, he's getting himself back on track here again in this fourth quarter. I think Nottoway Valley likes to see him being back aggressive at the hoop again.
Lamb misses the first free throw. Reber and Matheny back in now for Griswold. One more try for Lamb. Second one is good. He gets one of his two this time. 47-37. It's a 10-point lead. Tiger basketball now. They trail by 10. They've trailed by 10 once before here in the ball game. And came back to tie it and then take a lead. Now the ball on the floor. Bad cross-court bounce pass. And everybody, they're on the floor fighting for it. Both teams, Matheny and Van Tiger. Ball will stay with the Tigers. They'll get the basketball on the shared possession. 5:25 left here in the fourth quarter. Up off the bench, Sam Marnin will check back in. Marnin in for Van Tiger for Nottoway Valley. Inbound Matheny. Mundorf with it. Reber left side. He'll elevate for the three. It's off the mark. Rebound saved on the baseline and slammed by Schaaf off of one of the Wolverines, so it'll stay with Griswold. Tiger basketball down on the baseline. The lob comes out top. It's Reber. Reber to the right side. Matheny. Reber. They work the perimeter. Now Mundorf here on the left wing. He'll pull up from the elbow. The jumper no good. High rebound, bounces around, tapped out. Matheny has it in the lane. Oh, he was fouled, hit on the arm as he went up for the one-hand shot. No call, and the ball taken away now by Nottoway Valley. Andrews runs into the official, loses the ball. Griswold now throws it away right back to Andrews. Andrews up the floor quickly, and he has it taken away. It's on the floor and out of bounds as Reber was laying on the baseline as he touched the basketball. So it'll turn back over to Nottoway Valley. Boy, all three of these teams struggling on that possession. The two teams playing basketball and the official who kind of got in the middle of everything. Timeout asked for now on the floor by Griswold. We'll take a break. 47-37, Nottoway Valley leads. 4:49 left in the fourth. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673 where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Zimmerman Sales and Service Incorporated in Neola specializes in suck-up and MFS grain bins and Sentinel and Astro buildings. Plus, they do electrical, concrete, and welding work and sell farm supplies. Zimmerman Sales and Service Incorporated in Neola. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative in securities offered through Voya Financial, member SIPC.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Guthrie Center. Ottawa Valley inbound as Schweitzer got caught in a trap. Matheny took it away from him, and then Schweitzer, not very happy, tell by the body language and the look on his face, got called for a blocking foul up the floor. That'll be his first.
Yeah, he hustled back right away, got on the sideline and tried to stand there for the charge. Looked like he might have got there, but he doesn't get the call.
Ball right side now. Schaaf with it. Fires it across here to Reber. Reber steps back, and they're going to call him for traveling. He stepped back to get outside the arc. They call him for the steps. And yeah, they don't list sizes on the players, but Schweitzer, I'm guessing maybe 5'6". Yeah. He's not very tall. Yeah. He's a little fella, but I tell you, he's a ball of fire.
Yeah,
the guy's
fast.
Full of energy. Yeah, he's all over the place. Now Jackson Lamb, he walked. Jackson Lamb ran up the floor, tried to walk through the lane as he cut back and forth like a skier working the downhill slalom. And he ends up trying to flip the ball up in the air toward the basket. It goes out of bounds. It'll turn over to Griswold. That was an odd trip.
Yeah, I was just about to say a moment ago that was a good timeout by Coach Burmeister, but both teams haven't come out of their funk. It's still looking ugly out there right now.
10-point lead for Nottoway Valley. 4:15 left in the fourth. Lob left side. Reber gets a screen. No try for the three. Out top, Schaaf. Oh, and he threw it away. He was trying to get it to Mundorf cutting across the baseline, but he threw it right to the youngster sitting in the front row under the basket.
Well, it might come down to who can stop making mistakes here down the stretch.
Might be how it comes out. Schweitzer up the floor now with it for Nottoway Valley with 4 minutes left in the game. Schweitzer will step it back out. Nottoway Valley wants to spread the floor a little bit. Not necessarily a slowdown. They're just looking for a good cut. And they throw it back out top to Schweitzer. Schweitzer curls and dumps it on. We're going to have a foul call out front. That's going to be on Matheny. That'll be his fourth. And we got a timeout. Chad Rogers off the bench asking for timeout. 4:36 left in the fourth. 47-37. Nottoway Valley leads. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company that also offers wireless high-speed internet service to Cass, Adair, and Madison counties. We have no contracts, no usage limits, and no installation or equipment fees. Plans start at $19.95 per month. Call 712-774-2221 or 888-774-2221 to set up your free site survey today. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 712-784-3887 or after hours, Pete Horn at 712-579-6028. For power lift hydraulic doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415.
Nottoway Valley inbounds as we come back out of the timeout. 10-point lead for the Wolverines with 3:40 now left to play in the fourth quarter. And they're going to run a four-quarter. Crossover out top. Andrews into the lane. Oh, he'll stop and fire one up. The floater no good. Rebound Lamb in traffic. Ball stripped away. It's on the floor. Griswold came up with it and asked for timeout. Matheny on the floor got the ball. Called for time, so the Tigers will get the ball back. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here. Good heads-up play that time as Nottoway Valley came away empty. They spread the floor to run the four corners, but as soon as they got the first opportunity, Andrews cut into the lane and came up short on the one-hander.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity here for Griswold to try to reverse tide here a little bit. They're kind of at that critical juncture now where you really need to get something going. You want to claw back into this lead a little bit. And it felt like here for much of this game, they've had a little bit of mojo and momentum, but every time they inch a little closer, Nottoway Valley has an answer just to keep them at arm's length. This is where they need to make their run.
Griswold basketball as we come back out of the timeout. 3:28 left. Tigers down by 10. Ottawa Valley trying to hang on to the lead. They inbound. Schaaf will take it. A little pressure in the backcourt by the Wolverines as they try to trap at center court. Schaaf fires it ahead, now to Reber. They break pressure. Reber up the right side. Stops. Out top is Schaaf. Schaaf left side now to Matheny. Head fake in the drive. The bounce down low on the block. That's Boucher, and he's fouled. Boucher turned to toss up the shot. They whistle a foul inside. They're going to call that on Lamb, I believe. That'll be his first. The only thing he hadn't done up to that point tonight was foul. 3:11 left at the free throw line. Mason Boucher, chance to shoot a couple here for the Tigers. First one is good. Boucher with 9 points on the night. 47-38. One more try coming here for Boucher. And that one short, no good. Rebound, though, tapped out on the loose ball run out. Andrews had it, fell to the floor, lost it. Schweitzer had it. He falls to the floor as he's cut down, and that might be Matheny's fifth. I think they hit Matheny with the foul. It is, and that'll be all for him. Aaron Matheny's just fouled out of the ball game. The senior will have to leave with 3:05 remaining here in this fourth quarter. 6 points tonight for Aaron Matheny. Ottawa Valley will inbound. Lamb, right side, grabs, turns, guns for three, and knocks it home. Jackson Lamb with the triple. And that's the biggest lead of the night now, 50-38. Wolverines on top. Griswold basketball front court. Corner right side is Reber. Out top, Schaaf. Schaaf the bounce feed low. Boucher turns right block. Shot forced up, no good. Rebound inside. Grab by Armstrong. Wolverines up the floor now. Lamb across. Out top, Schweitzer. They're going to spread the floor again. Schweitzer goes left. Hesitates. Dumps it into the corner. Marnin to Lamb. Oh, Lamb. Oh, tough pass outside. Almost stolen. Schaaf might have gotten a hand on that one, but Andrews comes up with it for the Wolverines. Andrews out top, and we get a foul. He curled and tried to go right side. Jordan Vetter picks up the foul. That is his third. No free throws yet, no bonus. Ball out of bounds here near side. Andrews will inbound. Schaaf guarding the inbound. They lob it high. It's taken there by Sam Marnin. Now to Andrews out top. Andrews curls down the lane. Oh, he'll take it himself. High floater, no good. Way off the mark. Rebound, Schaaf. Grizzled up the floor. They come down the right side on the run. Reber shot up and good as he banged that one home off the window. 50-40 the score. Lamb in the backcourt. Across the timeline. Shot, or this pass blocked by Schaaf. It's in the backcourt yet. Should have probably been a 10-second violation. I don't think the ball ever got across the timeline, but instead we got a foul on the backside against Vetter. Schaaf got up high and blocked that pass right at center court. It went all the way back to the backside. Schweitzer will end up at the free throw line here for Nottoway Valley. Front end of the bonus is good. He rattles that one in.
Yeah, it was a good hustle by Schweitzer to go back there and get the basketball. But like you said, probably pretty close to getting it to be 10 seconds. I never did cross the center line.
And the second try good for Schweitzer as well. The lead back to a dozen, 52-40. Grizzled backcourt. Minute 35 left. Schaaf in the backcourt. They need to break pressure. They finally do. Vetter with it in the front court off the pass from Schaaf. Schaaf top of the circle now. He'll set up and try the three. No good. Back of the rim. Long rebound. Oh, Mundorf and Boucher battle each other for it. And Nottoway Valley comes up with it. Minute 15 left as Lamb gets across the timeline. Left side, he'll stop and fire it out. It's stolen. Reber the steal. Reber going to run it up the floor. Down the lane, the flip. No good. Rebound tapped out, and Lamb up with it. He'll fire it ahead quickly. On the run out now is Armstrong, and he lays it up and in. Waiting for the whistle. And the Tigers flew across, sliding over his shoulders. 54-40, that's the biggest lead of the ball game now for Nottoway Valley, and another steal. Lamb took it away. He'll run the floor. Oh, he stumbled and tripped himself. Just don't get hurt, son.
Yeah, those two players hurting themselves. Vedder just got lost on the dribble the last time on the steal, and then Lamb comes down the other way and trips over his own feet.
I said, just don't get hurt. You're about to win a playoff game. You don't want to get hurt and not be able to play later. Lamb's okay. He's up. Tigers roll it up the floor. Schaaf picks it up. Vedder here left side. They'll leave it out top now for Schaaf. To the right side it goes. Mundorf steps into the three. It's no good. Rebound tap to the corner. Out of bounds. It'll belong to the Tigers. 35 seconds remaining. Ball will belong to Griswold. Up off the bench. Trevor Elwood checking into the ball game. Also back into the game, Joe Schoening for Griswold. The rest of the seniors getting on the floor now for the Tigers. Tyler Wyman also checks into the ball game. Tigers will inbound in the corner. They'll fire it out high. Reber has it. Turn, steps into a three. It's no good from the left side. Rebound inside taken by Lamb. Lamb double-teamed. He'll curl and dribble out of that. Feed it ahead to Andrews to the front court. Andrews with the basketball here in the corner. They try to set up a screen against him, and Vedder's going to foul out as he stuck a knee out. 20 seconds remaining, and Jordan Vedder is now eliminated from the ball game. He finishes with 2 points tonight. James Reynolds back up off the bench for Griswold. A couple of free throws, or one and one coming, rather, for Nathan Andrews. It will be two as he makes the first. Schweitzer will check out now. Jacob Bowdler into the ball game for Nottoway Valley. One more free throw try for Andrews. Also good. 56-40, 20 seconds left. Up the floor with it. Tigers get it ahead. Reber, left side. He'll stop, fire one up. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped, out of bounds. It'll belong to Griswold. 9 seconds remaining. Garrett Herman in for the Wolverines now. 9 seconds left to play. Tigers will inbound on the baseline. Wyman will feed it in. He'll lob it into the lane. Shot up quickly, spins out by Elwood. Rebound hits the floor, and we got a whistle with 3 seconds left. A jump ball. Ball tied up. It'll be Nottoway Valley basketball. Wolverines will inbound. Just 3 ticks left. They lead it by 16. It wasn't that kind of a ball game for the most part. They inbound, and Lamb will dribble it out. 56-40, the final score. In a game that was really a little closer than that, but the Wolverines close out the Tigers down the stretch as they finish the game on a 19-3 run and win the contest 56-40 here tonight. We'll take a break, wrap this one up for you in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Lansdowne Fire Equipment of Atlantic, Iowa. Certified for fire extinguisher sales and service. Have you checked your fire extinguisher lately? Give us a call, 712-243-8492. Plowman Earthmoving specializes in ag, soil, conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Call Plowman Earthmoving at 641-740-0438. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate. It's the connection that makes the difference. And located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold, in Guthrie Center tonight, where Nottoway Valley has beaten Griswold by a final of 56-40. Great finish by the Wolverines. Tigers came back to tie the game at 37 all. And the Wolverines finished the game on a 19-3 run as they win it here tonight in a little bit easier fashion than it was for most of the ball game. Grizzled put up a good fight here tonight, but Nottoway Valley just had too much Jackson Lamb here this evening.
Yeah, he was just a terrific player. He had 21 points during that first half and did enough in the second half to help his team make some plays when they needed them and keep them rolling, and he finishes with 32. It's just a terrific all-around effort, and he's not just a scorer. He's a guy that affects the play all over the floor. He had a ton of rebounds, a ton of steals. He runs the point a lot of times for him on the offensive end. He's just a good all-around leader for Nottoway Valley.
You bet. 32 tonight to lead all scorers here for Nottoway Valley in the contest. Also, 8 points for Tanner Armstrong, 7 for David Schweitzer, 6 for Nathan Andrews, and 3 tonight for Nate Vantiger for Nottoway Valley. They were 16 of 20 from the free throw line. A lot of opportunities from the line here tonight, and they took advantage. For the Griswold Tigers, it was Drake Reber leading the way. He had a dozen points tonight. Also 9 for Mason Boucher. 7 points for Walker Mundorf. Aaron Matheny with 6 before fouling out late. 4 points for Caleb Schaff. And a couple of points for Jordan Vetter before he fouled out late. 4 of 6 from the free throw line for Griswold here in the ball game this evening. Good ball game tonight, just not enough for the Tigers to overcome Nottoway Valley as they win it 56-40. With the win, the Wolverines improved to 17-6 on the year, and Griswold ends their season with a mark of 9-12 for the season. Again, 56-40, the final here in this one. In case you missed the earlier game, Peyton Sherdan a winner, 75-45. Over Adair Casey, 24 points from Noah Jurgensen to lead all scorers in the game. Colton Fitzpatrick at 19 to help out the Peyton Sherdan effort. It'll be Nottoway Valley versus Peyton Sherdan Thursday night over in Panora in a Class 1A district final. That's going to do it for us here tonight. Thanks for joining us here. Again, your final in this one, 56-40. Nottoway Valley, a winner tonight over the Griswold Tigers. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us tonight. So long from Guthrie Center.